We continue our learning Le'ilin. Nishmas Tavi B'Manachem Rishon Nichal Yaakov Rebichas Aliyah Wind Yevamos. Perek Desvav Mishnah Beis. Beis Hillel Omrim Lo Shamanu. We haven't heard. What haven't we heard? The halacha in the previous Mishnah that a woman who says Meis Ba'ali is believed. And why? We assume that she knows. It's very clear to us that the husband could have passed away. So that's only true if Elam Biba Min HaKatzir. That's where she's not coming from overseas, as the previous Mishnah said. Says Beis Hillel, only where she's coming from the harvest, and says, you know, Meis Ba'ali, this is a quote from the Gemara, Mimin Shichas Nachash. My husband died from being bitten by a snake. So that's, but not if she went overseas. She has to be clarified that it was from the harvest if she was bitten, and he was bitten by a snake. Not only that, Uva Osa Medina, it has to be in that same province, not from overseas, not Medina Asayam, but a place where we can clarify and corroborate her words. Following the following incident, there were the 10 men who went, the Gemara describes, who went to harvest wheat, and one of the men was bitten by a snake and died, and his wife came in and swore in the Beis Din. And in fact, they investigated and found that she was correct. So at that moment, and they said, and this is a quote from the Gemara, Ha'isha sha'amra meis ba'ali tina say, a woman who says, my husband died, is able to remarry, or meis ba'ali tisyabem, she can have yibum, if the husband passed away without children, and there's a surviving brother. But this is only where the Gemara says it's karav lehisbarer, something where that gets very easy to corroborate her words. And therefore, we're not afraid that she's lying. But a classic case, a woman who came from Medina Sayam to say she's Nehemenes, Meis Bali, says Beis Hillel, it's not true. So Omer and Beis Shammai, I disagree. Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, Achaz abam min akotzir, v'achaz abam min azesim. Makes no difference coming from whether they're harvesting wheat, or they're harvesting olives, v'achas abam min abatzir, or harvesting grapes, v'achas abam min medina. And not only that, doesn't have to be from the same province. Even from Medina Sayam, a woman is believed to say meis ba'ala, lo dibru chachamim ela bahove. In other words, that maisa happened to be in the same province, and that happened to be from the katzir, from harvesting wheat. But that doesn't mean that the chachamim said, when they said, ha'isha sha'ama meis ba'ali, tinasei, we believe her, it's only under those circumstances. Not true. That happened to be the story. So that's why they spoke bahove in the present, meaning in that particular situation. Now, the Gemara brings a brisa where elaborates upon this conversation, and the brisa says like this, according to you, that you're specific, oh, it has to be the harvest, and Osa Medina, well, if that's the case, ain leila kitzir chitim, kitzir sa'oriminayin. Oh, how do you know that would be true? Let's say we also call that katzir. Maybe batzir is that's grapes, and hasaka is olives. So we have different words for different harvests. But katzir is used for barley as well. So you tell me, well, maybe it wouldn't apply if they came from where she's testifying that the husband was bitten by a snake after harvesting barley. Ve'enil kotzir, botzer mose goder orde minayin. Not only that, what about all these other situations? Once again, these different types of harvests, how do I know to apply to these as well? According to Beis Hillel, maybe I would not apply to those situations. But according to Beis Shammai, we should. Ela maisa shahaya bakatsir vuadin lekulam. That's what Beis Shammai says. Afkan maisa shahaya ba'osa medina vuadin lekulam. It applies in not only Osa Medina, applies to even Medina Sayam, and applies to all types of harvests. Makes no difference. A woman can say meis ba'ali. Doesn't even have to be a harvest. And therefore, she is believed. Chazu Beis Hillel, Lahoros ke Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel then retracted their position and ruled like Beis Shammai that even a woman who comes from Medina Sayam is believed to say Meis Ba'ali and she can remarry. Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah is continuing. Now we're going to discuss a woman who we permitted to remarry based on her word that her husband died. Does she receive the Kesef Ksuva? That's typically what a woman would receive if the husband passed away. So says the Mishnah, Beis Shammai Omrim, Chinase Visitol Ksuvasa. Since we permit her to remarry, obviously she's going to get the Kesef Ksuva after her husband passed away, so that she's entitled to the Ksuva. Beis Hillel Omrim, Chinase Velotitol Ksuvasa. She can remarry after Beis Hillel agreed to Beis Shammai, depending on the circumstances. But Ksuva she's not going to get. Why? Because regarding Mamon, she's not Ne'emenes until she brings Eidim. So, Amalem Be'Shamai, Be'Shamai's Be'Sil. I don't get it. Hitartem, Erva, Chamura. You admit that she's a lottery marry. Now, it's an Issereishus Ish potentially. And that's a very, very serious potential aver of harayos, remarrying and then having a mamzer and living as an eishes ish. So you're allowing her to remarry based on her testimony. Lo tatiru es hamamon akal. So why would you not believe her regarding collecting her ksuva, which is money? It's only a financial matter. It's not a davar shebe'erva. So Amalem is Hillel. I'll tell you why. Because Matzinu, well, there's a precedent for this. Matzinu she'ein ha'achim nechnasim la'nachla al-piya. What's the halacha regarding money? Regarding her ne'emanus, regarding the Yerusha, do we say that the brothers now are going to, the children are going to be, inherit the nechasim of her husband based on her ages that the husband died? It's not true. They're not. We need proof that the husband died in order for them to receive the Yerusha. If that's true, so for financial matters, we obviously do not assume that he's dead, or at least we can assume that he's dead. But so therefore, it's only regarding Nisuin because of Takanas Agunos that she did not remain in Aguna. But regarding Mammon, we need to aid him, as the pasuk says, Devar Mutes, Al Pish Shnei Edim Yokum Davar. So therefore, yes, she can remarry, but Ksuba she cannot receive. What do you mean? It's from the ksuva itself, from the nus of the ksuva, it should be clear that she should be able to receive the ksuva because she is remarrying. Why? Because what does the husband write in the ksuva? That's the quote the Mishnah has from the ksuva. What do we say? If you marry someone else, so you're able to obtain and take whatever is you're entitled to. So since she's permitted to remarry, so she's zakai, she therefore is privileged to accept the kesef ksuva. Regardless of, and it's irrelevant that the Yerusha doesn't go to the children, because the ksuva is based on the fact that she can remarry, and we don't look at it as a financial matter like Yerusha. L'chazu Beis Hillel, l'horos k'Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel then retracted, and then ruled like Beis Shammai, that even though the brothers may not enter the world of Nachala, of Yerusha, through the woman's edus, nonetheless, since we permitted to remarry, she can collect the ksuva as well.